You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Yeah, peace, harmony, pet power. Holy shih tzu, baby. You'll learn how to keep your pets from chewing your shoes or eating your cat. It's all about relationships, baby. You and your pet... pet. So tune in, turn on, and get ready for the positively grooviest pet podcast on the planet. Ooh, that's a lot of peas, baby, isn't it?
What's this show called?
Oh, Behave!
No, really, what's this show called?
Oh, Behave! With your shagadelic host, Arden Moore. What's happening, Arden? Yeah, baby, yeah. Tell us.
Welcome to the Oh, Behave Show. I'm your host, Arden Moore, on Pet Life Radio. You know, this world is truly going to the dogs and cats. I think in my next life, I want to be a dog or a cat or even a fish. And the reason being is you're getting the telecast from this show live from the Global Pet Expo in some little city known as San Diego. And we're here with a very special friend and guest. She is Rebecca Thieme. And we have a little bit of history there that we will share with you. But I want to first welcome Rebecca to the show.
Hey, Arden. Thanks so much for having me on. This is a lot of fun. I can't believe that you've become such a pet media star since we've worked together so many years ago.
You're curious as a cat, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to find out what that connection is all about and what we're doing at the Global Pet Expo right after these messages.
Would you like to go out? Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me. Oh, Behave! We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
From Paris, New York, and around the globe, get ready for the hip, the trendy, the uber cool, where pets rule. If you've got a passion for pet fashion and a flair for animal wear, this is the ultimate place to take a peek at what's chic in the world of designer pet fashion and cool new pet products. On the Pet Set, with our fashion diva, Queen Dog Lady. The Pet Set, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Pets are part of the family, and when traveling with your dog, there's only one magazine to include when packing your doggy's duffel bag, and that's Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each bi-monthly issue includes hotel, city and state reviews, and doggy destinations to explore with your furry companion. Fido Friendly magazine can be found at Borders, Barnes & Noble, PetSmart, Pet Boutiques, and Fido Friendly hotels nationwide. Or you can go online to subscribe at www.fidofriendly.com. So get traveling with your pet today and leave no dog behind. And remember, Fido Friendly's the only magazine dedicated to the travel lifestyle of man's best friend and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, Behave!
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show. I'm your host, Arden Moore, and as mentioned, we are at the Global Pet Expo. I'm telling you, my dogs, Chipper and Cleo, and my cats, Callie and Murphy, would probably just be giddy with delight if they could just sniff around and see what's going on here. There are more than 800 vendors here. This is a $41 billion industry. You're thinking, well, that's a lot of kibble. What's that all about? Well, that means that we, as the public in America, we shell out more money on our dogs and cats and other companion animals than we spend on jewelry, on candy, or toys. Oh my gosh. To help me kind of sniff through some of these awesome products at the Global Pet Expo is a longtime friend of mine, Rebecca Thieme. I'll give you a quick background. We worked together at a newspaper in Fort Lauderdale called the Sun Sentinel. And we have now, our paths have crossed again. Our leashes have intertwined. And we are doing working about pets. She's more into the marketing. I'm here to help you understand the animal behavior and things like that. So, Rebecca, welcome to Old Behave.
Thanks, Arden. This is really great. As I said just a minute ago, being in San Diego, I live in Chicago now, where we just got 6 inches of snow and it's 0 degrees. I'm sure some of your listeners are back east where the weather's bad, but it is beautiful in San Diego here. And as you said, there are tons and tons of wonderful toys and treats and products of all kinds for every kind of companion animal there is. And it's just a great experience, and dogs running around, it's quite the scene.
Oh, yeah, we've got the dog whisperer. We don't have the cat screamer here. We also have products of all kinds of price points and all kinds of creativity and imagination. And what I wanted to do was sort of highlight some of the things that Rebecca and I have found while we've been looking at these different booths. One of my favorites... All right, all you listeners that like to have your cup of joe in the morning, or your latte, or your mocha chino, or la 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 la, well, guess what? The doggies have their own coffee now. It's called a Doggy Java. I am not jiving you about the Java. It is a powdered vitamin drink. And what they do is, you know, seriously, folks, a lot of times our dogs and our cats don't drink enough water. And you've got a dog, right, Rebecca?
I do. I have a lovely, fun dachshund, which means he looks like a glass of chocolate milk that's not quite stirred up, as his walker says, Woodward. And Woodward will forget to drink his water often and then go and get a big gulp, but I often wonder if he's just gone too long without having some before he'll suddenly remember to drink it.
Well, and you know, it's very hard, as all of you know, to try to give a dog or a cat a multivitamin that has all the vitamins that they might need. So this company came up with this powder that you stir with bottled water. Of course, we're not giving our dogs anything but bottled water. But it contains all these vitamins and minerals. And for the dogs, it's kind of a psych job. It makes them feel like there's a steak at the bottom of the bowl because it's beef flavored. And they're now going to be doing one for cats, too, called Kitty Java. And it's as funny as it sounds, they have it in this huge bowl. It looks like a coffee cup. But it was created by this woman named Mari Justin from Arizona. And it was developed by veterinarians. And she actually developed it because she got cancer and her cat got cancer.
Wow.
And she was trying to look to be healthier and all that. And now that she's created it, she actually gives proceeds, a portion, to the Katrina Animal Rescue Fund and also the Colorado Animal Cancer Center. So, I mean, this is an example of a woman giving back. And Rebecca, while you're running around looking at different people in booths, what do you think now that you're in the pet industry as a marketer? There's a lot of people that like to give back, right?
Yeah, it's incredible. I work actually now with a marketing company out of Chicago called Matrix Partners, and I would say the overwhelming majority of the clients we work with have some kind of endeavor where they're involved in giving cash contributions or product contributions regularly to shelters, to adoption organizations. I mean, there's a real commitment in this industry. You can't be in the pet industry, I don't think, and not want to help all the dogs and cats and other animals out there that aren't lucky enough to have the homes that a lot of us provide for them. So it's really amazing how much charitable work for the animal community goes on in the industry.
Now, this is your first Global Pet Expo, right?
Yes, it is. I was at the Backer Show in Chicago in October, but this is the first really, really big one, and it is amazing. I just can't believe some of the products that some of these companies come up with for their pets.
All right, on your virgin voyage through the aisles, and I'm not saying she's a virgin, we're just saying on her virgin voyage, what is something that really caught your eye? Can you say a couple of things that you might like?
Well, actually, I can talk about some of the things that have caught Woodward's eye since he's my canine companion and my little doggy boy. One of the products that Woodward just loves is free-range dog treats. They're all natural. They're made...
Wait a minute. When you say free-range, does this mean treats that aren't on a leash or they're not wearing a collar? What are you talking about?
Well, free-range... refers to the way the cattle or the other type of livestock that the treats are made from are treated as they grow and mature. And these are all free-range cattle and free-range poultry that aren't given antibiotics, aren't given steroids, are allowed to graze freely on grass. So there's not a lot of the problems that can come along with some of the other ways that animals, that livestock are fed with the antibiotics and steroids and the other artificial fillers that go into a lot of their food. And I can tell you, Woodward loves these treats. He is crazy for them.
I think you let me try a couple of them. There's one called and trail mix.
Yes.
And before you think it's a bunch of granola out there, it is pieces of parts of lamb that have been like sort of freeze-dried, if you will. And I tried them with Chipper and Cleo last night. Oh my gosh, I think I'm in their will now. They love me. I'm like, oh my gosh, we love you. And it is great that out of something as tragic as the pet food recall, I think it's a wake-up call. I think people are starting to pay attention to what they're putting in their dog's food bowl. Don't you agree?
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I can completely say after being at both the Backer Show and this show, that natural and organic are huge. Another big treat company that's here is called Yummy Chummies. They're based in Anchorage, Alaska. They make all of their six different varieties of treats from Alaskans, fresh out of the Alaska waters, salmon. No farm-raised salmon. Every bit of it's 100% natural. It's very rich in omega-3 and 6, which a lot of us, now that I'm in my 40s, I take it an omega supplement for my heart and my circulation. It's just as good for dogs as it is for human beings, and dogs love them too. And they're just it's a fabulous company, again, out of Anchorage. So they were awfully glad to get to the Global Pet Expo in San Diego, I'm sure.
Yeah, and omega-3 and 6 fatty acids are not only good for in your body, but they're also good for a dog's coat.
Exactly.
And it helps with their joints for folks that have long back dogs like Woodward or big dogs like mine, like Chipper.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a good idea. And so I'm telling you, they got it in like salmon flavor. They have soft chewies. I mean, I get kind of hungry when I'm running around looking at these. I got to confess, when I was a little kid, we used to have our dog's food under the kitchen sink. And I guess when I was little, my mom and dad said they used to hear this crunching sound. And they'd open up the kitchen, underneath the kitchen sink, and I'd be eating the dog food.
Uh-oh.
So maybe I was destined to write about pet food.
Too much information, Arden. We didn't need to know that about you.
I still have all my teeth and no cavities. There's another one that I sort of like because I travel an awful lot with my dogs. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to carry the whole kibble and canned food. And there's one that's called Home Meals. And you're like, what's that? And it says, who says dogs have to eat their meals from a bowl? It's actually like a power bar.
Wow, it does look like one, yeah.
For dogs. So you can take it with you on the road when you're traveling, and it's shaped like a bone, but it has a lot of good healthy meat, and I've tried it with Chipper, and she's like, man, I love it. So it helps with their teeth. It's like a quick, convenient, it is a power bar for dogs.
No, it sounds like it's great. I'm going to have to pick up some of those for Woodward, because we actually have been taking him a little bit more on the road, and he's become quite the road warrior in the carrier under the seat on the airplane. So we got a trip coming up, so that might actually be just the ticket for that plane ride.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And then, because dogs like to have fun, they're kind of like the, you know, who's that? Cindy Lauper.
Girls just want to have fun. Yep.
Yeah,
Cindy Lauper.
It's we just want to have fun. There's this company called Hyper Products, and obviously my dog is named Chipper because she's not only gleeful and happy, but she's helping with my short game in golf, because when I think of Chipper, I relax and I can actually chip onto the green. Well, there's a company now called Doggy Driver, and it's called Hyper Products, but they've come up with all these sports products. Have you heard? You've checked this out, right?
Right. Yeah. It's an incredible company. They have their mantra is exercise and fun. Basically, everything that they do is built around getting you out there and getting maybe your family out there if you have kids, and really interacting and exercising with the dog. The gentleman that founded the company, Ward Myers, actually created it years ago, and I believe it was that he had a black lab who he hated picking up the slimy balls after the black lab brought him the ball back from games of fetch. So all of the Hyper Products toys that feature a fetch thing where an actual, like a tennis ball is thrown for the dog, are all touch-free, so you just, they have a scoop on them so you can scoop the ball up. They have the Doggy Driver that Arden mentioned, which is basically like a plastic golf club, and the tennis ball fits in the head of the golf club, and as you swing, it releases, and it will send the ball up to 110 yards, so your dog can take off running for it. Mm-hmm. They have.
Can't you see on the golf course? You know, here it is. We're at the Masters. Tiger Woods is getting to tee up. There's a lab loose on the green. It's chasing a doggy driver.
No, it's, you know, they have a great booth here at the show, and they have a simulator so you can go over there and test all the products. Their newest one is a barking bat, which allows you to release the ball and hit it with a bat up to, I think, about 200 yards.
Wow.
And then they also have their very popular and established product, the Hyper Dog, which uses kind of a slingshot action to allow you to shoot these tennis balls several hundred yards away for Fido to go running after. And it's a great company, great product line. They're also starting a treat line called Petzels.
Petzels? What the heck is a Petzel?
It's a great new doggy treat from Hyper Products.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I heard they got like beef flavored and like, again, which is the politically correct, which is purely cool canine stuff. No artificial colors or preservatives. It has some energy. It's an energy treat, right?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, that just goes to the heart of it again. I think that just natural is really the trend in this year's show and the thing that so many companies are starting to zero in on when it comes to the things for their animals. And we're seeing it in for pets in the same way that we're seeing it for humans.
Well, one thing I liked about also this line of products from Hyper, because I have a little dog. All right, when I give Chipper to go after the golf ball or whatever, the tennis ball, it's a good size for a good size 60-pound
yep,
dog.
Yep, it is.
But they also came up with the small, mini-me size of tennis balls for dogs and a slingshot. And one thing I think people need to listen to is, you know, you've got to be careful the kind of tennis balls that your dog uses. Because believe it or not, the felt on your regular tennis balls that you get, you know, when you're at the Wimbledon, like we all are, we all play at Wimbledon, is actually not really good for the dog's teeth. It kind of wears them down. So a company like Hyper and others here at the Global Pet Expo have created these more dog-friendly tennis balls that are the regular size and the shrunken version for
right.
the smallmouth dogs
mm-hmm.
that aren't going to hurt their teeth, and they're actually a little bit more durable. And then I found out the coolest thing, they float.
Yes, they do. And Hyper also has a new line of toys called the Woody, which is a billed as giving your dog for the first time a clean stick, and they float.
Oh, cool.
As well. So you can throw them on land or on water if you've got, you know, if you're out on vacation, you're close to the water and your dog likes to go take a little swim, you can throw a Woody and he goes after it and brings it back, and you can have hours of fun that way together.
All right. Well, we're going to come back with Rebecca Thieme from Chicago, my cool friend, who is a marketing maven when it comes to pets, after we pay for this show and take this commercial break.
Would you like to go out? Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me. Oh, behave. We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah. Want to know what cats like to eat for breakfast? Mice Krispies, of course. Learn everything there is to know about cats on Catitude with your host, Tom Dock. Each week, we'll spotlight a cool cat breed, give up-to-date advice on cat health, and check out spiffy new cat products. So curl up on the couch every week for a perfectly enjoyable time on Catitude. Every week, on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet Magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent!
Pet Planet Magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. As mentioned, we have Rebecca Thiem here. She's my friend. We are looking around the Global Pet Expo in San Diego, where more than 800 vendors are here, trying to cook some deals and sell. I mean, some of these things have, there are many products that you see at your favorite pet supply store or pet boutique. But in addition, they have a whole floor that's dedicated to new products.
Yep.
And I got to tell you, there's something about pets that seems to unleash the creativity in people. You've been in marketing a long time, Rebecca. You've done a lot of different products for a lot of different industries. What do you think it is about the magic with pets? I mean, have you ever seen an expo this creative and this diverse?
Never. And it's just interesting. I was listening to someone talk the other night when Arden and I were at the media reception together, and they were talking about the dog has moved from the backyard, from the little dog house that many of us had in the backyard where the dog had to sleep up there, sometimes in the cold, to into the garage, into the kitchen, and now oftentimes into our own beds, which is where Woodward sleeps with me and my husband. So we've really taken our pets to another level. I mean, they're really members of our family and not just the animal that runs around the backyard and entertains the kids anymore. And you can really see that in the creativity and the variety and the versatility of the kind of products that everyone from Walmart to highly specialized pet stores are carrying all over the country.
And we are listening to This Is Not a Canart Blue Light Special overhead. They're actually telling us some of the cool events. There's a fact seminar. We can learn something.
There is or was a doggy style fashion show for all the fashions that you can buy for your dogs. Now, Woodward does not like to be dressed up. I do have a little Santa sweater for him. But many of the dogs do, and they have some very cute and interesting outfits, hats, all kinds of attire for dogs.
Oh, yeah, and speaking of that, because as managing editor of Fido Friendly, Chipper and I get around, and Cleo, we get around everywhere, there's a lot of products out there now that are catering to people who travel with their pets. For example, there's one called the Cool Collar that dogs wear to kind of keep their necks cool.
Well, That would be very helpful in a lot of climates.
There's a product called Dolce Vita. I hope my Italian is correct here. But they actually create cooling and heating beds, and they have one that fits in the cargo area of your SUV. So, you know, when it's kind of cold, like you were saying about Woodward, this bed is like chew-proof. It's not going to hurt the dog, and it keeps them nice and cozy. You know, talking about you're cruising and your canine snoozing, you know?
I just want to trade my life in for Woodward. That's all I can say. He has quite the life, and there are plenty of times when I just love to be at home doing what he's doing rather than out and about myself. But this weekend's not one of those, because this is a great show and just amazing products, like Arden has already said. You know, another thing that's we were talking about, the cold green and the natural influence and trend. There's a cool company here called Tropiclean, which for about, I think, 15, 20 years has been making natural dog and cat shampoos, conditioners, cologne sprays that help deodorize your dog. And they've now refined their formulation to the point that they're certified as having 90% organic formulations in all their products, but they're taking it to another step, and they're the first company in the United States in the personal care or pet products categories that is putting their products in a 100% biodegradable bottle. You don't have to worry about that plastic bottle sitting in the landfill never breaking down, because these bottles biodegrade in between 6 months and a year, depending on the conditions and where your landfill or how you're composting them. And so that's another thing that you're doing great for the environment, you're using a 70% organic product on your animal, and then the bottle that the product comes in is not going to be polluting the environment forever the way so many of the other plastic bottles do.
That would make Al Gore as giddy as a Labrador puppy,
wouldn't you think?
I'm telling
you, an inconvenient truth all over this one.
Yeah, this is an inconvenient poop scoop, I guess. And speaking of poop and scoop, because, you know, we've been talking a lot about the dog, we have to talk a little bit about the kitty, too, because I do edit Catnip Magazine. And, you know, the big three things in the world of cats are pee, poop, and puke. I hate to say that, ladies and gentlemen, but that's a big deal. And all of you who have cats, it's a dirty little secret. If your cat isn't using the litter box, you're kind of like, what's going to happen? So at this Global Expo, I've seen a lot of creations with litter boxes and litter. And there's one by Purina called Breeze. And it's a new litter system that has litter pellets. And getting back to what you were saying about going green, if you will, now they're not doing green doo-doos, but being green environmentally, these pellets are actually used so that you kind of slide out a drawer. You don't have to scoop the litter box.
Wow.
So I was like blown away by that. So I'm going to see if Callie and Murphy are going to give this a try. The other thing is they come up with these litter boxes that look like you know, it's like an art form. And there's one that they had that has like a hood that releases and has an air filter system. I'm like, oh my gosh, remember the days you used to just use a cardboard box and newspaper?
And there's actually another product in that cat litter line that's quite well established. It's been around for a while, but has a new formulation for multi-cats. So many homes that have one cat have more than one cat. And this is called Sweet Scoop Litter. It is 100% natural. It's made from wheat grown in the Great Plains states of the United States. Wheat's grown here. The litter's made in Minnesota near one of the Dakota borders. And it's a fabulous product. I mean, more than 2 million tons of clay cat litter go into our landfills every year, about 10,000 trucks worth. And clay doesn't biodegrade, but Sweet Scoop is made of wheat, so it biodegrades, and it's actually even compostable on plants that are decorative. You don't want to put them on your vegetable gardens, but
No. You've
got a flower garden. After it's thoroughly scooped, you can use it as compost. And as I mentioned, they're introducing at this Pet Expo their new multi-cat variety, which is specially formulated to help keep down the odors that you might have in a house where you have many, many cats. And the wheat enzymes in this litter actually absorb and eliminate the odors. So they're not masking them. It's free of a lot of the harsh and powerful perfumes that some of the clay litters use. So the enzymes really work to actually eliminate the odors as opposed to just masking them.
You're listening to the Old Behave Show. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We're talking with Rebecca Thieme. She's a marketing genius in the world of pets and a friend of mine.
So kind.
And there's some other cool things that I like that are going high tech. For example, there's a company that's made actually a GPS dog locator. I mean, I think that's genius.
That
it's called Zoomback. And what they do is, yes, they tap into the heavens and they use the global positioning system. And they're able to track where your dog went. Like maybe, they want to go see the cute poodle down the block and they forgot to tell you where they're going, and they can actually track your dog. I think having your dog microchipped and having the little ID tag are two important things. But this product is actually helping you figure out where the heck Fido fled to.
Right, at that very moment, as opposed to having to wait until, where is Fido? Now I've got to get in touch with the microchip company and see if they can help me locate him. You can find him right there the same way that GPS system in your car helps you find that restaurant, as Arden did last night when she dropped me off.
Well, the other thing that was high tech that I thought was pretty that caught my eye was a thing called, it's a dog tread. You know, we have a lot of fat Fidos out there,
tell me. Treadmill for dogs.
Yes, Pet Zen is a motorized exercise treadmill for your dog. It's made especially for city dwellers or dogs like mine yesterday when the weather was not the most San Diego-like. It was very nasty and windy. They can actually get a good run on the treadmill. I can't believe it.
That's amazing. My husband and I have talked about whether we could get Woodward on one because we have been socked the last few weeks in Chicago with snow, and he does not like to go out and drag his little belly across the snow. And I've actually joked with my husband about whether we could sneak him into the gym and use one of the treadmills so that he could get some exercise. So that is a great new innovation.
And the other couple of high-tech things I wanted to share with you listeners, there's actually a bowl that talks to your pet. It's called the Chatter Bowl. And it's able to, you can record your voice and play it back. So when your dog gets near the bowl or your cat, it'll make, it'll talk. And it can make up to a 10-second message. So, you know, you're working and you have to work late or something, and you could do this with Woodward. It could be your voice going, "Hey, Woodward, the food's really good. You want a treat?"
My husband is going to be rolling his eyes when I come back with all these great new toys, but that sounds like it needs to be on the list because I often talk to him on the phone when I'm away, as I am this week at the Global Pet Expo.
And the one for the kitty, there's one called the Mouse in the House, and it's the first automated cat toy that is designed to turn itself on, call your cat over, and play with the cat because there's a microchip inside it and it has a timer. So I can just see Callie and Murphy, my two cats, just kind of lounging on the cat tree, and all of a sudden this fake mouse comes alive in the home office and says, "Hey, Callie, come over here, baby. Come on, Murphy, you're so fat, you can't catch me." I can just see him taunting the cat to get him to play, and cats do need a little bit of exercise, you know?
From everything you've told me about Callie and Murphy, I think that would be one that they would really love.
Before we say adieu from the Global Pet Expo, of course, we have to see what the fortune lies ahead for the world of dogs and cats. And yes, they do make doggy fortune cookies.
Uh-oh.
And so we're going to have...
And of course, pet expert extraordinaire Arden Moore has managed to grab one, and she's about to crack it open as we speak.
Ooh, crunch. Okay. Rebecca, all right, what's the fortune say?
The fortune says the future's full of laughs and fun at Fat Cat, which is one of the exhibitors here at the show. So we might have to run over to their booth and check out and find out what the heck Fat Cat is.
And then we're going to have to go to a Chinese restaurant because, you know, we'll be hungry. I want to thank my guest, Rebecca Thieme, for being on the Oh Behave show, and my cool, cool producer who makes everything technologically possible. If you'd like to get a transcript of this show or listen to any other show, and this one especially on the Pet Life Radio, just go to PetLifeRadio.com and send me an email, drop me a line, and let me know if you've got a great idea for a show. It's very easy. It's Arden@PetLifeRadio. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, with delivering just two words to all you 2, 3, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave!
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave. With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.